All right, this is what you've got injury-wise that I'll give you, and then I'll have Rick step in. Fletcher Cox is questionable, and he did not practice today for personal reasons. He was excused. And then Chris Polk is listed as out. We'll talk to you about McCoy and Vic, like I said, with Rick. And then Marvin McNutt, I'm going to move up, which will bring us to 52. We still have an extra spot there, and we haven't made any decisions there. Look forward to the challenge of going down and playing the Dallas Cowboys. Anytime the Cowboys and the Eagles play, that's a great thing, man. It's a great rivalry, and we look forward to that challenge of playing them. Time's yours.
What's been the reason why you've had 52 and 53 open this week, those roster spots open?
Well, we're looking to do the right thing there and put the people in place and make sure we do our homework on all that. Dallas Reynolds. Yeah, Dallas practiced today. We'll just see how he does here in the next few hours after practice.
Is he questionable?
I didn't.
Dallas Reynolds questionable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I don't know that yet. Right now, we're not there, obviously, or we would have put it in. But we'll continue to look and make sure we evaluate everything. All right.
Andy, I know you said when LeSean McCoy, the decision late in the game to keep him playing, you wanted to make sure that you were sending the right message in terms of continuing the fight and that kind of thing. With the Jason Babin move, how does that work within the context of wanting to make sure that you have that you're still trying out and trying to put your best foot forward and all that kind of stuff? When you have a guy that was had 5.5 sacks and 20 some odd over the last two seasons.
Well, I mean, I thought it was the right thing to do. Gives some of our younger players, who I think deserve the right and can help us win football games, gives them an opportunity to play. And at the same time, it worked out for Jason. He hooked on with another team.
Is Fletcher going to come back up here, or is he going to meet you guys?
He's going to meet us down there. Yeah, meet us down there.
Is there a possibility Vic could be shut down for the season?
Well, Rick's going to talk to you just about his health. He's getting better. That's a positive thing. And so that's really all I care about. Is
hey, what about this report? Is it that Michael feels like there's politics going on here? And
I'll address that, but there's nothing to that. I've talked with Michael, and Michael's good, and I don't know where things get started, but Michael's fine with it. He understands, and that everything's in the best interest of him right now, and making sure that he's ready to go. And Rick will talk. Let Rick talk to you about the about the symptoms.
Andy, I know there's a protocol, but can you sense Mike's frustration, because he's a competitor and he wants to play?
Ultimate competitor. Ultimate competitor, absolutely no doubt that he wants to play and do those things. It's just you have to go through the protocol. There's no way around that. And when you're talking about a guy that loves to play the game like he does, that's how it works. So, but he still has to do everything that everybody else does, and that's the way the league set it up, and rightly so. I mean, that's the right thing to do. So, but I can't, he loves to play the game.
When any player has a concussion exam, do the results have to be sent to league officials?
I'm going to have Rick will take care of all that for you. Yeah. Everything's, everything's open, obviously. The league's put a lot of emphasis on that. But he can go over all that with you.
Andy, does it bother you at all that in a sense, can become a story where someone's accusing essentially the Eagles maybe of
I don't think anybody's doing that. I think maybe that gets worked up that way outside of it, but that's not the way Michael feels. That's not the way we feel. So, I mean, it's all been open communication, and we talk all the time. And Michael's been going through the walkthroughs out there with us and standing out there doing that part. So he knows exactly how we feel on that. And I know exactly how he feels.
So. Will there come a point, like maybe in the next week or so, where you kind of, where if Michael's cleared, you kind of have to make that decision of whether – to sit him and let Nick play?
Michael's the quarterback of this team. That's how I've approached it from the get-go. I've told you guys that, and until I tell you different, that's how I feel. So, and Mike knows that, so that's the important thing. I want to just make sure there's open communication between us.
Can we get Michael to tell us that?
You don't talk to Michael?
Okay.
Michael's a well. I tell you every time we're here, right? I tell you every time we're here. I make the decision. I've told you that, and until you're told different, trust it.
Just be nice to hear from the horse's mouth.
All right.